Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. It all started 51 years ago today.
Man in his quest for knowledge and progress is determined and cannot be deterred. The exploration of space will go ahead. Whether we join in it or not, we mean to be a part of it. We mean to lead.
That's pad 14. Mercury Atlas 6 is ready for launching.
4, 3, 2, 1. 0, ignition, the MA-6 vehicle has lifted off.
In 1962, astronaut John H. Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth flying aboard Friendship 7.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
The Mercury Atlas 6, otherwise known as the MA-6, made three orbits of the Earth, traveling around the world at 17,500 miles an hour, 160 miles up, making the trip around the world in just 90 minutes.
They do have a different motion, though, from me, because they swirl around the capsule and then depart back the way that I am looking.
As he flew, Glenn saw thousands of, quote, tiny little specks, brilliant specks floating around the outside of the capsule. He was sure that the fireflies, as he called them, were streaming past the spacecraft from ahead. They seemed to flow by slowly, but didn't seem to be coming from any part of the spacecraft. And they disappeared as Friendship 7 moved into the brighter sunlight. It was later determined they were probably just small ice crystals venting from the onboard spacecraft system.
Main chute is on green. Chute is out in reach condition at 10,800 feet in. Beautiful chute.
After 4 hours and 56 minutes in flight, the spacecraft re-entered the Earth's atmosphere, splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean, making it the first tiny little step for man.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
And it all started on this date 51 years ago. And that is my commentary. Brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. With Out of This World, now I'm not even going to do that, but they do have some really neat stuff. And if you're looking to buy gold or silver bullion and you want physical gold and silver, David actually has it. A great way to do investments. He's also got collector's coins, Louis Vuitton bags, and Rolex watches, not to mention all the jewelry, of course. To find out more, all you have to do is go down to South College. It's in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, right next to IHOP. Or you can find them online, too, at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Appreciate you listening.